So what have you been banned for life?
One bar in Michigan.
A one bar, okay.
I know that. I even tried to go back to like 8 months later, and they were like, yeah, you got to go.
I was wondering if they actually remember.
Yep, they did.
I got banned from a place, and my friends were going there, and I was like, they told me not to go back there. But then I was like, they probably won't know, but I was too nervous to
Canada.
Give it a shot. I was hoping that you would remember.
I got banned from Canada.
To me, it doesn't get much better than that. Lazo got banned.
Yeah, he said I couldn't come back.
For life. For going to Canada.
If I wanted to apply for citizenship, I could.
Yeah, apply for citizenship. But you couldn't go there to visit for the day.
No.
No, they told you not to try again. Don't come to our border again. No. That was really...
That's true.
That was... And you used to go there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you grew up in Detroit.
You used to go there and drink underage.
Yeah.
Well, we were of age there.
Sure. That was the whole point.
Yeah, no, banned from Canada.
Banned from Canada. That's one, too, I wonder. Would they remember? I think they might. They might have actually put you in a computer.
They don't think they would stop me no matter what. But I think if they did end up stopping me, this is what I've heard later on, is that if they did end up stopping me, then they've annotated it that I've been told.
That's what I'm saying. If you went, if you had to go through the border now and they looked at your name,
I don't think if they looked at my name, it'd be fine. I think if they pulled me over for some reason and then they ran it through all their computers, they'd be like, oh, this guy's been told he can't come here.
Okay.
Then I would get in trouble.
It's quite the story. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Honestly, you kind of deserved it, as I recall.
Well, I didn't do anything.
Well, you caused a scene, as I recall.
Whatever.
Isn't that what happened?
I think you caused
a bit of a scene.
Outrageous. Why did you get banned?
He was causing a scene.
I'm not trying to know the story.
Mad.
I just knew you were banned.
He was trying to use a fake ID to get into the country, and they told him he shouldn't do that.
I had that stupid Kansas driver's license.
Kansas driver's license?
Yeah, you only print it on paper?
Oh, the receipt.
The temporary.
Yeah, I had that to get in there. They're like, this isn't a driver's license. I'm like, it isn't. I don't know. Like... What do you want me to do? They're like, what is this?
This was post 9/11.
Yeah.
This was post 9/11. So this is when, you know.
IDs were very important.
Well, but I think a lot of people felt like you might need a passport to get it. You don't have to have it, but in your defense, that's what they gave you for an ID when you moved to Kansas was the temporary.
That's what I had. And they're like, well, you can't use it. I'm like, well, I don't want any Chanel license.
Yeah.
And they started asking all kinds of questions. And they pull me over.
That's what you don't want.
I had to fly with one of those before, too. They can be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Can you fly with those?
Because I flew back from California with one, and they looked at it like, what the hell? Like, what is
but
this?
They let you fly?
Eventually.
Okay.
But I do like all the extra screening.
I mean, I guess they give it to you for a reason. Mm-hmm. So, but anyhow, they start looking into your background there, and that's when they were like, you can apply for citizenship if you want to.
You're not allowed back in Canada. You've caused a scene. You've made a big problem at the border. You've yelled at people. And now we know you're a convicted felon. You know what? You're not wanted here.
Yeah.
Unless you want to live here. And I'm like, well, who would want to live here?
Unless you want to live here. That's the best part.
And then
you can't visit.
So I had to turn around and go back, and I got back to the Detroit side of the border. And the guy said, they sent you back? Because you go back to the same place. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. I had this piece of paper, and they said I was a convicted felon. They didn't want me. And he literally looks at me and goes, welcome home. And I just drove back in.
That's pretty good.
Welcome home.
So Canada still exists. The bar that you were permanently banned from got the lifetime ban. Is it still around?
That I don't know.
Right. The bar that I was banned from, it's not around. And I don't even know if that ban was any good. The one place I can think of that I got banned from that still exists would be Rockhurst. It still exists.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're getting underage girls drunk.
I was underage.
You're still getting underage girls drunk.
Well, so, wait, they were getting me drunk.
No, you brought the booze, so they weren't getting you drunk.
It was their place.
Remember, you brought the booze.
They asked me to.
I mean, it's like your computer, their Wi-Fi.
Okay, but still, so we were drinking at their place. They didn't get banned. It was ridiculous. I mean, they were students. I get that. Mm-hmm. But they didn't get banned. I got
and
a lifetime ban.
You were also like 20 and they were 16 or 17.
They were not. They're college students. They were 16 or 17.
Young.
Some of them were older than me.
No, none of them were older than you.
They were, some of them, I think, were of
age. If they were older of you, they would have been of age.
I was underage. That's why they were mad at me because
I
had booze.
So were the girls you gave all the booze to.
Okay, I think they were underage. They were freshmen. They were probably
they were all
freshmen.
Underage, and you brought a bunch of booze to Rockhurst and got them drunk.
I was underage too. I just want to make that clear. You say that now as a 42-year-old guy, it sounds weird. You're like, yeah, you took a bunch of booze to underage girls. Right.
You
this
did,
was a
though.
Very long time ago. Yes, I was underage. We were of the same age. And they asked me to bring booze. And so I went and took them booze. And then one of them ratted on me or something because the cop showed up. And then we got a letter from the lawyers. And you remember that letter?
No.
It said I wasn't allowed. Not only did it say I wasn't allowed on their campus ever again, lifetime ban, or I would be prosecuted to the full 600 law, which is like, what is that? But they also said I wasn't allowed to go to any event where Rockhurst was participating. So, like, I couldn't go to my old school if Rockhurst was there. Like, right, if Rockhurst was playing something, that's how that letter, read. And I thought, there's no way that can be a thing. Now, have I tried to go to Rockhurst since then? No, I don't think
so. Last week with booze?
I may have been there. I don't recall. I mean, you sort of drive through it when you go down Troost, but I have no reason to stop at a school. So I've also been told not to stop at schools. So
especially that one.
I don't know. Would they have
all
my name
the same
on file?
Thing, ironically, given underage kids booze.
Okay. The point is, I don't think they have my
name
on file.
Feel good juice is what he calls it sometimes, depending on the school.
That's not funny. That's really not funny.
Who wants to feel good juice?
I do.
Oh, you call the tickle juice, don't you?
Oh, yeah, tickle juice.
Anyhow. Point is...
That's what he said to the Rockers girls. They're sheltered Catholics, so... The Jesuits.
They were the same ages.
He's like, who wants the tickle juice? They're like, I do.
Me, Uncle Slappy.
Yeah, right. These girls were way more popular than me. They were, you know, if anything, they were taking advantage of me.
Oh, yeah.
They were.
Because you showed up with box full of booze.
A box full of booze that I was asked to bring. You know, do you want me to bring booze? Yes, bring it here. Okay. So I brought booze. And I had a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it.
Yeah. I didn't sell it to them. I could see that being a crime. I just brought it. That's it. And then, you know, these fake-ass cops trying to act like, you know...
Real cops.
No, like they're real cops. Right, like if you're a real cop, you'd give me a ticket right now. You can't do that because you're not a cop. This isn't a real place. This is like a dorm. It's not an apartment. Exactly. It's like Canada. It's a, like Canada is not a country, obviously. This is not really a place.
Sure.
Because it's like it's weird middle zone.
Most they can do is ban you from it.
Right, but even then, did they really put my name on some sort of file? Right. Schools love saying that you're on some sort of permanent record. We've got your name. Record. They love doing that, and they think that even when you're 19 years old, they can still do it.
They did.
I guess they did.
And you're scared.
They also had lawyers, too.
Yeah.
I mean, at least the notes that I got in the mail kept saying they were from lawyers.
Well, did you ever give underage kids booze after that?
They also told me not to talk about them. Huh?
Did you ever give underage kids booze after that?
I didn't give underage... Okay, the way you say that, I was underage...
Man, it's a simple question.
Did I ever give underage people a booze after that?
A booze.
A booze.
Not just one booze.
I had
several boozes.
I had some kids ask me to buy them beer at the gas station once.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
How old were they?
I don't know. They were on skateboards. I was just... I was scared of them. I didn't want them to, like, you know, scratch my car or do something like that. Yeah. It was late. There was nobody around. I know what it's like. I asked. I was that kid once, you know,
yeah,
asking,
hey. Mister, yeah.
Yeah, and it sucks because everyone says no. No, no.
Oh, you said yes.
I said sure.
I found people all the time. Who would you buy them?
I told them, don't give me money. I literally said that because I was like, am I going to get you a ton of stuff? I was like, don't give me money. I just went in there and bought it for them and then just brought it back. For some reason, I feel like it would be worse. I got them tall boys of malt liquor because I figured... There's a lot of alcohol in that, right?
Oh, got good.
And yeah, I don't have, without having to get them a
so
case
got like
of beer.
Six
I got them Old English, and I thought, I don't have to get them a bunch of beer.
You got them OE?
Yeah, because for each one of those kids, each 800? One of those cans
you
would get them
a
drunk.
Double deuce of OE? Is that what you did?
There was one for each of them. And I just handed them to them in paper bags, and I said, just there, go. Someone did it for me once. So
what did they say?
I was paying it forward. What did the kids say?
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it. I was nervous. I was more nervous than they were because I thought for sure these little kids were going to be cops.
You thought they were cops.
I thought that they were working for the cops. I thought they were rats. I thought they were snitches. That's why I didn't want their money. You know, because once I feel like that's more illegal. This way I could say like, oh, they stole it from me, officer. They were going to use their skateboards and they never gave me any money. It was my money. You can go look. I got the receipt. Anyhow, I did it once, and afterwards I thought I shouldn't have done it.
How would the receipt help them prove that it was your money and that they didn't give it to you?
I used a debit card.
Yeah, but how does that prove that they didn't give you any money?
Because they didn't get... Well, I don't know. if there's a sting operation and going on in the parking lot and there's some cop watching me with binoculars, which is what I half imagined, then, you know, they don't have any pictures of money exchanging hands. They didn't give me anything.
Oh, I see. You thought there was going to be like the black and white still photos.
I thought a helicopter was going to swoop down and take me down. Though,
hand you a manila envelope, sir, here you are, exchanging the dollar bills and then exchanging the booze. You thought that was going to happen?
I bought them cigarettes, too, that they didn't ask for.
What kind?
What? That's a swim.
Probably Marlboro Miller Lights. What? I don't know they why I did that. Well, I think if they're asking me for a beer, they probably going to want to smoke. Especially if you're asking for beer and then I come back with malt liquor. If you never had malt liquor, you're going to want to smoke. You're going to want to smoke with the beer, but especially now. Anyhow, I ran out of time to tell you what I was going to tell you. This the whole reason I brought this up was that this girl got banned for life from American Airlines. For something, I'll just play this real quick because I know we're out of time, Snowcone. But she tried to check in for her flight and things weren't working, so she tried calling, things still weren't working.
I went to check into my flight on my phone and it didn't work. So when I got to the airport, I went to the kiosk and it also errored. I just went to the help desk and it errors for them too. And they're like, let us call someone and get it fixed. They get off the phone and she's like, actually been banned from flying American Airlines. And I was like, what did I get banned for? She was like, it's an issue of internal security. I can't tell you. I then finally get an email from corporate security telling me that I've been banned because I was having sexual relations with a man on a flight while intoxicated. Well, let me tell you, I am
intoxicated. Okay, I had sex with a man while intoxicated on a flight, and I've been banned for life.
Pull that clip, please.
98.9 The Rock, your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So, guy in Michigan. This is not the judge story from yesterday.
Okay.
Guy in Michigan plays lottery.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he loses, right? But they have that second chance thing.
Okay.
I never do that. I think some of those scratchers tickets, can't you drop them in a box somewhere? I don't know. Throw them in the trash. I think if you read on the back of them somewhere, they say, put it here or call this number or whatever, and you could be entered into a second chance lottery. So I thought those things were for like small prizes, but this guy won $257,000.
That's on the second chance thing, huh?
On the second chance. That's a substantial amount of money, right? But they couldn't get a hold of him. He ignored the calls for 6 months because, first of all, there's two reasons that you would ignore the calls. One is when people call me all the time and they don't leave an actual voicemail. Mm-hmm. The voicemail's that hello, hello, and then that's it. I'm not calling you back.
Right.
But then what's the other thing? If you left a voicemail and said, "Hi, Mr. Smithers, I'm calling from the Michigan State Lottery." Calling to let you know you've won $257,000. You would think there's a chance that that's a real thing. I'm calling to let you know you've won a big prize.
Played the lotto.
I mean, I get it, but the fact that they're calling to tell you you won $257,000.
I knew I'd drop that thing in a second chance.
I might forget. I don't know. I mean, I guess when I saw that the guy was ignoring these calls because he just didn't believe it, just assumed it was a scam. I mean, how many phone calls do you get a day on your phone from unknown numbers? Do you silence them? You have it so that it goes straight through, right? So once I did that, it seemed like they only increased in frequency. I probably get, I don't know, 15, 20 calls a day.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, all the text messages that I get about send money, take the survey, reelect Trump, reelect Harris, whatever.
Right?
If someone was calling, leaving voicemails, I think that the chances that I wouldn't see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't see it as a good one, but yeah.
If it was just a phone call from an unknown number, the chance that I'm even going to go through and look to see what the voicemail is pretty low. Then if I get to it and it says, we're calling to tell you about a prize, I mean, there's no
way.
Anyway,
so what happened?
Well, okay, so he's 41 years old. Lottery official said he didn't realize that he'd been gaining entries to this big cash second chance jackpot by playing these games at the lottery's website, MichiganLottery.com, give him a free plug there. So he was suspicious. He says, quote, I saw an email back in February informing me that I won $257,000 in a second chance prize, but I thought for sure that was a scam, deleted that email. Now, there's another thing. I just read something yesterday that said nobody reads their email anymore because they think that their email is a scam.
My email's just filled with crap.
And I was reading this thing. I was like, oh, that's like me. I come to find out they're talking about like your private email. I stopped reading that thing a long time ago. I thought they were talking about work email because I stopped reading my work email.
I don't read my work email at all.
You stopped too?
I don't care.
When did you stop?
I've had it too long. There's too much junk in it.
Me too. But how long ago did you totally give up on it?
A year ago.
Oh, you're ahead of me. Okay. Damn. Yeah, I gave up about, 4 months ago, five months ago. I made a big statement at home. I said, I'm done. I'm not going through these anymore. If someone needs me, they can text me. Yeah. They can find me in the hallway and say, I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Yeah, need me, text me.
Then yesterday I saw a news story that said people don't read their email anymore. I was like, I'm not the only one, but it was apparently, you know, personal emails. And I thought, well, I haven't read my personal email in forever. If you tell me you're emailing me a link to something, then I'll check. What email did you send it to?
Right, yeah.
And I'll look for it. But the thought that there are actually people who sit and just look through their Gmail account there. I mean, I know, like, I think my mom does that.
My mom just fills... My mom.
Your mom just fills what?
My emails just fill with crap.
Yeah, it's all crap. I don't look at it. And our phones have become the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So if I was getting these calls, I could totally see completely ignoring it. Anyway, he says he finally...
In my personal email, I have 56,286 unread emails.
How many?
56,000.
56,000 emails?
Unread.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's my... Work email.
That's your work email? Unread? Why don't you delete them?
In my personal... You know how long it takes to delete 56,000 emails?
I've seen you delete your entire folder multiple times. Yeah. He's deleted his entire inbox. He's like, delete, I need a fresh start. Yeah. It's the same thing you do with your face. You're like, I feel like I need to shave all the way down so I can get a clean wash. Like, what does that mean? Just wash your face. Like, sometimes you got to shave it.
You got to shave it off.
Same thing with your email.
Yeah, and my personal email, it's 10,000. So I have 67,000 unread emails.
Oh, I have way more in my personal email, for sure. What about your unread text messages? You take care of those?
184.
That's the one thing I haven't gotten to yet. I mean, I have the unknown numbers. I assume you're doing the same thing, which means that those are all known people that have texted you, just haven't read the text,
well,
right?
So. I don't know. 184.
I know young people don't read texts anymore. You have to snap them or whatever, but...
What, should I read those? I want to read those.
I don't know. I mean, you respond to most of my texts, I guess. I don't know, I guess. No, now that I think about it, it's always the next day at work. I'm like, well, you saw that text, and you just say, yeah, you didn't see that text, though, did you?
I see it sometimes.
Sometimes you do? Okay. Yeah. I mean, I know you text sometimes, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, I, for one... 184
unread emails.
I, for one,
or
say...
Or text messages. How many unread text messages do you have?
None. I read my text messages.
None?
I have none.
I can't do the text. I can't see the little notification.
Me neither. There. It just bothers me.
I got 32,000 emails, but text, I can't have that little one there. It drives me nuts.
32,000 in your personal or work? You said that's work?
I think it's combined.
Oh, combined, because you've got...
It just says on the home screen, 32,000.
Like a mail app. I was real proud of myself for giving up on the work email. Brooke complains about her work email all the time. And I'm like, just stop reading it. And she's like, I can't. That's how people communicate. I was like, they can text you.
Yeah.
Even if they text you and say, I sent you an email, then if you want to look for it, go ahead.
Well, I just say I don't read my email.
Then look for it. Right, but just say I don't read my email. And so she set up all these different things, automatic replies. I'm like, just tell people you don't read it. Word will get around. And it's not even about word getting around. Eventually they realize... This person doesn't respond to email.
Right.
And now people at work, the few people that actually need to get a hold of me, there's like two of them.
Text me.
They text me and they say, hey, I sent you an email, Slim. Okay.
No, they do that too. Now I'm at the point where I got 184 unread ones.
You don't see those either. Now they come to me. Hey, can you tell Laszlo I've been trying to text him and email him? Yeah. He says he's not interested.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. I know you don't scare easily. Laszlo doesn't scare easily. He's not a Black Mirror kind of guy. Not worried about...
It'll be okay.
...dystopian futures, right?
I'm trying to delete all my emails.
Are you doing it again? Trying to get a nice, good, clean? Well, I'll tell you what. We're talking about emails, not reading emails, not reading text. I'm pretty sure you don't read your regular mail either, right? Like snail mail? Because I don't read mine.
Of course not.
How often do you take the mail out of the mailbox? Do you take it out of the mailbox every day? Or do you let it sit there for a while?
It's way too full. My mailman looks at me like, man. Starts setting it on the ground.
Yep, she gives me a look. And she told me one time I pulled up in the driveway. She's like, I can't, I'm going to have to start taking this stuff back. And you'll have to come get it. I was like, I don't want it. Obviously, I don't want it or I would be getting it out of the mailbox. You know, the way that she says that, like it's a threat. Like, you'll have to come to the post office to get this. I wish you would. I wish you would leave it at the post office because I don't want it. I don't read it. I've got like grocery sacks full of mail that I save for some reason because I'm afraid at some point someone's going to say, hey, I don't know, we sent you a check or whatever.
Right.
And I'll go through it and look, but I never do. And so I have literally bags of unopened mail. But that would have helped this lady in the news here because she had something happen to her. Actually, the same thing happened to me. May have happened to Laszlo at some point. Not the exact same circumstances, but I found out that I didn't have homeowner's insurance, I don't know, for like 8 months, a year. No, it was like a year that I didn't have homeowner's insurance. When you own a home, you're supposed to have insurance. It's like owning a car. And if you don't buy insurance, then...
I just deleted 59,000 emails.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If you don't buy
insurance, there goes one from Roxanne.
Yeah, see those. That's why I don't delete all of them just in case. And part of me is worried that our boss can see if we've opened them. I know they can't. Yeah. I know they can't. But can they? Like, can the IT person tell them if we've opened our mail or not? I don't know. Even the ones where I can see what she wants from the subject line, like, hey, there's a lunch thing. I'm like, I'm not going to be at that. I still open it just in case when I see those, but not anymore. We'll see what happens. Anyway, this lady gets a letter in the mail, and she actually reads this letter in the mail, and she finds out that she's lost her homeowner's insurance. She's had the same homeowner's insurance company for like 40 years. And she doesn't understand why she lost her insurance. She just did a bunch of work to her house. She remodeled it. I saw pictures. It looks nice. Redid her kitchen, redid her bathroom.
I'm looking at my stuff. I have 59,000 emails. And this is, from, a year or something. And I have 17 sent.
Sent emails?
Yeah.
I don't send them.
Yeah.
The only ones are sent are replies. And that's when after someone texted me several times. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this lady opens her mail. She finds out that her homeowner's insurance has been dropped. She doesn't understand why. Like I said, she's had some remodeling done at her home, but it looks good. And I think it was AAA was the insurance agency, and they said, yeah, nope. So she called and wanted to know why her insurance got canceled.
Joan Van Curen got this from her home insurance company of nearly four decades. AAA was dropping her, citing a substantial increase in hazard.
She said they flew a drone over the home. It just felt like we were being spied on.
The company denies it flies drones, saying it uses several sources of information to assess the condition of properties, including aerial imagery captured by third-party fixed-wing aircraft and satellites.
Aerial photography, fixed-wing aircraft, satellites. You know, they use other methods to spy on you and check out your home, but what they don't do is send drones over your home. Now, she says she called the company, and they said, we flew a drone over your house. So, once the news reached out and said, hey, you fly drones, like, who said that? Well, see, did you tell people that we're flying drones? They say they don't fly drones in their official statement, but she claims she called, and they're like, yeah, we flew a drone. And she knows what happened because she'd had this work being done on her house. When they're demoing your house, they have like a pile of trash on the side of the house because they've got stuff that they're going to get out of there. And because they could see that stuff in the drone image, they said, yeah, we're not insuring you anymore because I guess they thought this was some sort of a safety hazard. They also probably just looked at it and thought, this woman doesn't take care of her home. Maybe they thought it was trashy. That's my first thought. Sure. I don't think they look at that stuff and go, someone's going to trip over that. I think they probably look at it and go, this person's not taking care of their house.
Right, exactly.
But either way, they canceled the insurance. I went for I think it was like 14 months before I finally found out why my realtor, or not realtor, but bank was trying to get a hold of me. It was because I didn't have homeowner's insurance. I had it, but I was paying way too much for it because basically I had homeowner's insurance. That company stopped offering homeowner's insurance. Okay. So they tried to alert me. First, the insurance company, hey, we're not going to insure you anymore. I didn't read that, obviously.
Right.
Then once they actually stop insuring me, my bank sends me things saying, hey, you don't have homeowner's insurance. You have to get homeowner's insurance. I didn't read that, obviously. And then they started saying, hey, if you don't get it, you're going to have to get this terrible insurance to us, which cost a fortune. I'm not surprised that it happened to you. How long did you have it?
What happened to me. I didn't have it, but I finally saw it, and I got it switched. But they were like, we're going to give you this horrible insurance.
It's horrible.
It's wildly expensive.
Yeah, I thought
I thought we were partners.
Right.
You let me in this together. And I bought a house.
It's just as much your house as it is mine. It's actually more yours, right? Take care of the place.
And what? Well, you're a business, but we are partners. Like, we're doing business together.
Yeah.
And you're like, here's what we'd like to do for your continued support of paying 6% interest.
Yeah.
Is give you the worst insurance policy at the highest rate.
Yeah, because your mortgage probably
went up. We went out and actually looked for the worst company.
I don't think you can get it on your own. Like, you can't buy this insurance.
Horrible.
It's insurance that's only available as punishment from the bank.
Flagstar.
For not opening your mail.
What is it, Flag?
I don't know. What was mine?
Run Flagstar.
I don't even remember.
It's horrible. It sucks.
Changing hands. Oh, like, there's a good one. Like, there's a bank out there that you'd love to do business with. I just assume that they're all exactly the same. But let's be honest. It's our fault. My dad would have opened, or my mom would have opened those letters. The day that they got them.
Okay, fine, but they still don't have to find the worst company at the highest rate.
I'm sure they gave you an option for a while. They're like, hey,
this is what we get.
No, I'm saying like they gave you time.
You have to go get insurance, or we're going to give it to you.
Right.
Okay, well, I didn't read anything.
Right.
I didn't do what I was supposed to do. That doesn't mean like Okay, well, then we'll get you horrible insurance.
You know, it's
but you can still be like, hey, we got, like, you didn't respond. We got you the best deal we could. Right. They don't say that. They say, hey, you didn't respond. We got you the worst deal possible. well, what business does that?
Like, they want you to buy your own insurance. They don't want to have to do it for you.
You were at the bathroom when the waitress came by, and she was going to ask you if you wanted more to drink. But you weren't here, so we just pissed in a cup. Oh, well, thanks, man.
Well, you have to have something in front of you.
Good looking out.
You have to have something in front of you.
We didn't know what you wanted, so we shit in a plate. Well, thanks. Like, that doesn't happen anywhere else.
I'm sure there's other examples like that. They don't want to be the ones that have to buy it for you. They don't want to do it, so they're punishing you.
Why, though?
Because I don't know why, but they don't want to have to buy insurance for you. I don't know. But how much did your mortgage payment go up? Do you know?
Well,
did it go back down?
Then.
Oh, so you didn't ever actually have it?
No.
Oh, I had it for a long time. A long time. That's why I actually knew that I had it at one point. Because someone, I don't know who, it might have been you, Lazo. You might have said you might want to check those voicemails. Because I kept getting calls from the bank.
Right.
And you're like, you might want to check. So I checked, and it said something about my insurance. And I was like, yeah, something about my insurance. I went to call my insurance agent. They were out of business. Apparently been out of business for a while. And that's when I think it might have been you. You probably were the one who said, yeah, they're probably giving you crappy insurance. So I went back into that bag of mail, found one of those letters, one of the many, opened it up, and it said something about, and it was months old at that point, maybe even a year old. And it said, hey, we're going to buy you crappy insurance. Well, so then I knew, okay, I have this insurance that's not good at all. And it talked about how bad it was. And that's why I had to get
But they tell you how bad it is.
It tells you right there in the letter. And that's why I was like,
it's 10 times more.
It doesn't cover, like, really anything. And I had that tree that was falling over my backyard. And that's why I was like, I have to get
the point
done.
Is, why give you that?
I don't know. The point is, why didn't I just call an insurance agent and get new homeowners insurance instead of continuing to just put it off? I lost sleep every single night about that tree falling in my yard.
More than one person can be at blame here.
I got
it. You keep putting on yourself. Yes, you should have read it. Yes, you should have done it.
I like that you're defending
me. But they don't have to get you the worst thing possible.
I mean, you're right. You know what? You're right.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just so used to this country.
There's no business where, like, they're like that. Like, hey, like what? Name one. You went to the doctor. They're like, hey, we sent you a message about what you thought was wrong with you, and you didn't answer, so we just cut off your legs. Why?
I get it.
Why?
I get it.
Why that?
You're right.
You just figured worst thing possible. Most expensive surgery, worst outcome. We removed your heart.
Lowest likelihood of success.
Why?
Well, because you didn't tell us.
Right.
You didn't tell us what you wanted. How are we supposed to know? We're not mind readers. You're supposed to open your mail.
All right, I didn't tell you. No, you're not mind readers, but you could have guessed I don't want the worst thing possible at the most expensive price. No one's ever ordered that. No one's ever called you and said, I'd like the worst thing possible, the most expensive price. It's never been bought.
Well, sir, that's all we're allowed to purchase for you.
Right. Makes me think maybe you guys aren't good at business.
I don't think they are. Do you remember 2008?
Screw you, Flagstar.
The whole country almost went under. It was all related. Anyhow, if I'm being really honest, I still don't have homeowner's insurance. So I do, but I still have the
you
same.
You have to have it, don't you?
No, I mean, you have to, but I still have the insurance.
You're the one they sent you?
I still have it. I was scared to admit it. But if anything, I am proof.
Just call our buddy Taylor.
You can open no mail, no emails. You can answer no calls, open no snail mail, read zero emails, and sort of get by. I mean, I'm sort of getting by.
Just call Taylor.
I know. There's people.
He got mine done in 15 minutes.
For insurance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. I thought he did loans.
I didn't call any. He does.
I didn't think about him for insurance.
Then he got me in touch with an insurance guy that he knows. He sent him an email. The insurance guy sent me an email and said, I'll take care of it. And then, like, in 15 minutes later, I got an email that said, hey, your insurance is through. I don't remember who it's through now, but, you know.
You know what I'm worried about?
Dumbest thing. Also, Safeco. So
they told me they didn't do homeowners insurance anymore.
So Safeco, right?
Yeah.
The problem is they canceled my insurance.
Yeah, I thought they stopped doing it.
They said they didn't want to do homeowners insurance, right? So that's why apparently I had this crappy Flagstar insurance or whatever it is.
Right.
So
Pete's insurance.
So then our buddy Taylor, he gets in touch with this insurance broker. This insurance broker finds me stuff, right? So, apparently what happened was my Flagstar was supposed to be, I thought they were supposed to be paying the insurance company, but maybe they didn't, or I was supposed to be paying them, I thought they were paying. Somehow, Safeco didn't get paid. I don't know whose fault it was, someone didn't get paid, so they canceled my insurance. So that's when Flagstar was like, we're going to give you the crap on a plate. Congratulations.
Right.
So, because you have to have it. So I'm like, all right, well, no. So I call this guy, right? I call Safeco. They say, we're not doing insurance for you or with you because you missed your bill. And, you know, you didn't pay it. So you got to find somebody else. We're done doing business with them. I'm like, okay. So I call this insurance broker, right? My buddy, he gets me insurance. He says, yeah, I'll find you insurance. He calls it back, sends me an email back and says, you have insurance with Safeco for $5 less than what I was paying before.
Well, if I'm being totally honest,
so
I'm afraid that if I called him, and this is part of the reason I put stuff like this off, I'm afraid if I call him, he's going to call me back and be like, dude, you got evicted 3 months ago. I'm serious. There's like that thought where he's like, you're not supposed to be living there. You've ignored 6 months of letters from the sheriff. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all possible. So I'm like, I better not.
I don't think it's
I better leave well enough alone. Right.
Just
I'll take the crap on a plate for now.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.